Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about pets with thunderstorm phobia. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Christine Calder, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Behavior Resident. Christine, is it a common thing for our pets to be terrified and to get extremely scared and act strange during thunderstorms?
Yes, Amy. This is actually something that we see fairly common in our dogs and even in some cats, especially here in the Southeast where we see a lot of storms.
What might be some not so common signs that our pets are having anxiety during bad weather?
Some of the common signs that we might see is a dog that is panting or shaking. Some dogs seem to be in distress, but some of the more uncommon signs that we might see is that they're trying to hide in small places, like under tables, in the bathtub, those types of things.
So just because they're not barking or whining and shaking doesn't really mean that they're not having anxiety. So what can we do to sort of soothe our pets a little bit during these times?
For those dogs that truly are anxious during the storms, having a nice safe haven or place that they can go where they can feel safe and secure. And that might be a crate that's covered or a secure room, a bathroom, a back bedroom, even a closet for these dogs where they just feel comfortable. And if you have outside dogs, you know, bringing them inside, shutting the blinds or the curtains so they can't see the flashes of light, playing white noise on the TV or a white noise machine, having some soft, soothing classical music, maybe some pheromones, diffusers that have a calming effect on these dogs. These are all some of the things that you can do.
Okay, and so you mentioned outside dogs. Of course, we have to pay attention to their behavior, too. Is it okay for us to reassure dogs during this time?
It is okay to interact with your dog and assure your dog, but you really should ask them to do something else first. You don't want to reward that attention-seeking or anxious behavior. You want to teach them to have a calm behavior. And so if you ask them to do something else first, like sit or down, and then give them the attention that they're looking for, you can also teach them to go to a mat or a place, and you can do some massage therapy on them as well to help them relax.
Okay, so not only reassuring them and talking soothingly to them, but also giving them a treat after they calm down.
Yes, but you can also have even like a special, like a peanut butter jar or something special that they get only during those storms, which will help them to feel a little bit better or form a more positive association with those storms.
And there are some different prevention measures that we can take on before we know a storm is about to hit.
Yes. I mean, if you have a dog that is outside, if it's possible, bringing them inside to a more safe or secure location, making sure the windows are shut and the doors are closed so that they don't inadvertently get out and get lost. And there are some medications that can be given that reduce anxiety in these dogs and cats, but those medications really do need to be given before the storm occurs, so at least an hour beforehand. So really watching and paying attention to the weather on TV or the radio so that you know when these storms are coming through and you can give them the medication ahead of time. And it's so much better to medicate them and a storm not come through than to not medicate them and the storm come through and they have this anxious or fearful behavior.
Sometimes their behavior can be a sign of maybe extreme cases or even a sign of other underlying problems.
Correct. Yes, sometimes these dogs do have more generalized anxiety or noise phobias or separation anxieties, and those can go hand in hand with thunderstorm phobias. So getting those problems addressed as well.
And obedience training to sort of prepare them a little bit better for situations like this is also helpful, right?
It is helpful, but what we do have to remember is the motivation behind this is anxiety or fear. And so training is only going to take them so far. We really have to lower that fear, that emotional response, to teach them these other things that we might want to teach them through training.
For more information, where can we go?
You can call your local veterinarian. Also, you can call us at Mississippi State College of Veterinary Medicine and or check out our website online. There's a new handout on thunderstorm phobias at the CVM website behavior.
Today, we've been speaking with Dr. Christine Calder, behavior resident. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.